headlines. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasempa District of Northwestern Province after discovering illegal processing of gold and copper ore. The Tonse Alliance has raised concerns over the lack of accountability for property and funds forfeited to the state by law enforcement agencies, estimated at over 3 billion kwacha in the past 4 years. In international news, two pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have been granted asylum separately in the UK and Australia, prompting anger from the Chinese Special Administrative Regions government.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasempa District of Northwestern Province after discovering illegal processing of gold and copper ore. The affected mines, Sino Octocene Mine and Ken Reliable, were found processing minerals without the required mineral processing licenses. The said operations were found with substantial stocks of gold and copper containing ore within their premises, which was piled up ready for processing. The violations were uncovered during an inspection led by Mines Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta and officials from the Mine Safety Department. Dr. Kabeta said the sources of the ore, the said ore stockpiles, will be further investigated and any potential legalities relating to the foregoing will be sternly dealt with. Investigations revealed that the mines had been conducting unauthorized processing of minerals for an unspecified period. When questioned, mines officials failed to provide satisfactory explanations and relevant documents for the said operations. In response, the ministry has seized all stockpiles at the site and directed law enforcement to secure materials until proper documentation is presented. Dr. Kabeta emphasized the government's commitment to curbing illegal mining, particularly in gold, and stressed the need for transparency in mineral trade to support national development. He said the Ministry of Mines is now tightening monitoring of mineral processing plants nationwide to ensure compliance with regulations.
977 News.
The Tonse Alliance has raised concerns over the lack of accountability for property and funds forfeited to the state by law enforcement agencies, estimated at over 3 billion kwacha in the past 4 years. Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says the absence of transparency in handling these assets suggests potential abuse, misappropriation, or theft. Tembo demands that the government account for all forfeited property and funds within 30 days, including publishing a detailed list of seized assets and their current value. The Tonse Alliance also recommends reforms such as disposing of forfeited assets through public auctions and introducing a dedicated revenue line in the national budget for funds generated from these assets. Tembo emphasized the contradiction in the government's fight against corruption while failing to account for seized assets. If the government fails to comply, the Alliance reserves the right to take legal action.
Of property and funds forfeited to the state raises the possibility that there might be abuse, misappropriation, and possible outright theft of such property and funds by these law enforcement agencies and senior government officials. In the premises above, we demand, as we hereby do, that government should immediately account for all property and funds that have been forfeited to the state in the past 4 years by making an immediate publication of a list of all property and funds forfeited to the state, clearly showing the date of forfeiture, the person or persons the forfeiture was made from, the law enforcement agency that made the forfeiture, the value of the forfeited assets at the time of forfeiture, as well as the current value. Other reforms related to forfeited assets should include ensuring that such assets are only disposed of through a public auction that is widely publicized. And also, if
the Alliance Against Corruption has sounded the alarm on the National Registration Card scandal, cites the urgent need for forensic audits to expose corruption and bring perpetrators to justice. According to advocate Dr. Noor Chisebe, executive director of Alliance Against Corruption, the use of fake NRCs by foreigners and ineligible individuals threatens national security and undermines the national identity system. Dr. Chisebe has since called on the government to conduct a thorough forensic audit of the NRC insurance process to identify vulnerabilities and weaknesses. The Alliance also demands swift action against those involved in the corruption, including public workers and individuals or organizations implicated. The Alliance urges citizens to report suspicious activities related to NRCs to the relevant authorities, emphasizing the need for transparency and accountability in government systems.
Of public workers connected to fake national registration cards are a stark reminder of the rot in our system. This scandal highlights the urgent need for forensic audits to uncover the extent of this corruption and bring those responsible to justice. The news of a fake NRC by foreigners and other ineligible individuals undermines the integrity of our national identity system and poses a significant threat to national security. It is imperative that we take immediate action to strengthen our system and prevent further abuse. The Alliance Against Corruption calls on the government to conduct a thorough forensic.
The Zambia National Service has requested members of the public to respect the decision by President Hakainde Hichilema's son, Lieutenant Habweza Hichilema, to dedicate his life to the military career. Speaking at a joint press briefing with the Ministry of Information, ZNS says Lieutenant Hichilema is an individual who has embarked on his own path away from that of his father, who is Commander-in-Chief of the Justice of Forces, on Defense of Forces, rather. Meanwhile, ZNS says it feels honored to have had the opportunity and privilege to train the son of President, stressing that this is a reflection of the confidence and trust that the first family has in the service training capabilities.
But we are greatly humbled that the Zambia National Service is the institution that was given this responsibility. His military training emphasizes the noble nature of serving in the military, and it makes one more alert and changes one's perception of how they see situations and how they handle situations that come before them. It also gives someone or inculcates the commitment to serve one's beloved country, NSC. I must say that the first family